So the other things we've been chatting about today, Tim Berryman is the principal of a school in Fitzroy. They are going to reopen to some of their pupils. The state government is not happy. It is not following the advice of the expert we've got in Victoria, Brett Sutton, the chief health officer. However, Tim Berryman says he is just following the advice of experts.
No, I've done a lot of research on this one. Brendan Murphy, the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, and his deputy, Nick Coatsworth, have provided constant advice on this topic. There is a medical consensus, and I'm just following that advice. And if we think about the Prime Minister, he doesn't want kids at school because they're going to fall over sick. He wants kids at school, and he knows they're not going to fall over sick.
Now, interestingly, I mean, I don't think there's much profit in pointing out the discrepancies between states. Different states are making decisions about reductions of risk, and we've accepted that different states are going to have different ideas. Either way, the Federal Education Minister, Dan Tehan, because of course the federal advice is different to the state advice, Dan Tehan did this afternoon defend that principle, Tim Berryman.
He's looked at that advice and it says that it's safe for schools to be open. I think he's made a considered judgment to keep his school open, and I understand that about 50% of the students who attend that school are attending.
So it's this fascinating and quite crucial new world that we are in. We're going to have different responses. We're going to have different levels of advice. It's not about one thing being safe and another thing not being safe. It's about one group of experts saying, right, let's draw a line around all of these normal activities and say, right, let's not do them to lower the risk. But there are going to be discrepancies between different jurisdictions. We've got one now. So you've got this school opening in Fitzroy. The state education minister slamming it. The federal education minister supporting it. It's not a neat place to be in, but it's where we are. That debate's going to continue. I think the discrepancies are going to continue. But we'll see. We need to find mature ways to deal with that because everyone's in this together. That consensus has to be maintained. It cannot be assumed.